Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wings back in action tomorrow in Buffalo. Pistons open their season tomorrow in Chicago. Lions win on Monday Night Football. Things aren't bad. 248-539-9797. All right, so we've done a lot of Lions talk today. There is an interesting story. And I love this term, Gator. Is creating worldwide headlines. The term is brazen heist.
Yeah, you love a brazen heist.
I love a brazen heist. There was a Sunday shocking daytime robbery at the Louvre in Paris. I mean, this reads like a movie script. What in the name of Zerga is going on around here? Four thieves used a truck-mounted basket lift and power tools to make off with priceless crown jewels from the world's most visited museum. According to French Interior Minister Laurent Nunez, it was obviously a very experienced team that acted very quickly. I'm confident that we will very quickly find the perpetrators and, above all, recover the stolen goods. How this robbery occurred, it was 9:30 a.m. So again, brazen. Daylight, right?
That is brazen.
The museum had opened to visitors. The perpetrators parked the basket lift on the left side of the Louvre that faces the, is it the Seine River? How do you say that? Seine?
The Seine, yeah.
Yeah. They used the basket lift to access a balcony where they forced open a window using an angle grinder and entered the museum's Apollo Gallery, home of the historic collection of crown jewels. The thieves then smashed two high-security display cases and grabbed eight objects before fleeing on two motorcycles. They were inside the museum for less than 4 minutes. The French Minister of Culture, Rachida Dati, quote, they went straight to the display windows. They knew exactly what they wanted. They were very efficient. According to officials, one of the suspects then attempted to set the truck on fire that they used to carry out the raid, but the fire was stopped by Louvre security officers.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have some advice.
You have some advice?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, first of all, I would put out, and Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, you'd put out an APB for Daniel Ocean, or a man known as Tallulah. I'd look for those guys.
I'd look for Julia Roberts. I think that
would
lead
Julia
you.
Roberts.
That will lead you to the
or some woman who looks a lot like Julia Roberts. May or not be her. May or may not be her. And I would be very careful about who does the investigation here too, and check out their relationships to any known or wanted criminals. And in the end, there's a name, Lamarck, that maybe you want to take a look at as well.
Was there a pinch? I think there was a pinch.
There's no pinch.
There was no pinch used here.
This doesn't seem like there was a pinch.
Okay.
This does not feel like that was that kind of a heist.
I probably should explain, because this is actually movie references I get from the Ocean's 11 series.
This is Ocean's 12.
Was it Ocean's 12?
This was Ocean's 12.
When the pinch was Ocean's 11.
That's true.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So there you go. Brazen heist.
Brazen. middle of the day.
This does, well, you make the joke with the movie references because it seems like a movie. Like, yeah, this is crazy. This is real life. My question is, what are they going to do with this jewelry? Because it's not like you're just every day go to Jared's and, you know, grab some bracelets or a watch or some rings, right? This is like significant art pieces.
You're going to have to hang on to it for a while.
Like, who? You don't just sell it to someone and then they go, oh, where'd you get this?
Yeah.
You
know, like, no, it's hard. It's unless you already have a fence. You need to have a fence. Do you have a fence? Do you have a good fence, Doug?
I don't know what a fence is. What are you talking
about? A fence is someone you can sell it through.
Oh, no, I don't.
You need to have it already established as an item you can sell. Which was Ocean's 8, I believe, with the all-women crew that stole the jewels. That's a different Ocean's movie.
So one of the things stolen was an emerald necklace and a pair of emerald earrings from Empress Marie Louise. So I just punched that in on eBay.
Yeah.
To see if anybody.
Oh, yeah. Anyone listed?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been listed. A seller in India has listed a two-piece luxury emerald and diamond necklace and earrings set at 18K yellow gold for $332.99. I don't think this is the same thing.
Bid on it. That's it?
Yeah. Is it buy it now?
That is...
Been that. Wait, they might want to check Facebook Marketplace in Paris as well.
Yeah,
in case someone puts it up there.
Yeah.
Offer up.
That's how you get rid of stuff, right?
I'd be on the lookout for Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett. Yeah, there's a lot of suspects.
This is actually really hurting. Like, they're in like pain. I was reading, Doug.
What do you mean?
In Paris. Like, this is a big like deal over there. I was trying to equate, like, what would it mean?
You don't steal stuff from the Louvre.
No.
Like a sense of national pride.
Yes, exactly.
Here with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, be on the lookout for Pierce Brosnan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right?
What about the Fast and Furious crew?
Never count them out.
Right?
They are family. Watch out for Dom.
Kenny and I were doing some reading on this, and he said that he read an article that one of them suggested they were going to melt it down and sell. It was still valuable. Yeah. To me, you don't steal the Mona Lisa for the frame, right? Or for the paper. Like, I mean, that's the point, isn't it? To keep it like.
Well, but to Doug's point, it's hard to sell something like that.
Of course.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
So if you have like this giant gold chain and it's however many, I mean, give me an ounce total. Give me anything more than a pound. Let's say it's
a 16-ounce chain.
16-ounce. It's a 1-pound chain and it's solid gold. Gold is trading at over $4,200 an ounce right now.
Yeah.
So that's an awful lot.
No, I understand that. But you stole, like, you know, the gold chain of an emperor from Rome in the 6th century. Like, I don't know.
It's not easy to unload this stuff.
It's like this one little square lump of gold.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Then go somewhere else and steal it. Don't go here.
Hey, man. You just got to make do with what you can at the time. I'm saying you got to have a fence. You can't just go out and steal something and then not have a buyer. Like, all right, I got this. Now what do I do?
They keep it locked up forever? Is that what the deal is?
I don't know what choice you have. I just told you
marketplace.
You got to have a rich, some buyer that puts you up to this.
Yes.
That's the only thing I can think of is somebody wants it for their private collection. Yes. The only way this becomes profitable for the actual four brazen thieves here. This
takes me to a movie called The Score. Be on the lookout for Marlon Brando. And because he's the guy who eventually will take control of the scepter. But Edward Norton Jr. and Robert De Niro, These are two guys you also need to be on the lookout for. Those are the thieves involved.
Okay. Brett in Rochester, you're on 97 on a ticket. Hi, Brett.
Jazz club owners in Montreal. Yeah, just, hey, Brett.
Just as a longtime listener and fan of this, I am just so happy for Doug that this heist happened, because your ability to now be able to participate in movie quote banter with Gator and what this has done for your role, I think the greatest treasure that came out of this whole heist is the gift that they gave you to be able to have that for the relationship between you and Gator.
Brett, so, Brett, not lost on me. No, I'm very, very excited about this.
Gator, I can hear how excited he is that you're giving something back to him. This is fantastic. I'm happy for you, guys.
Brett, the one issue is he's since we did the Ocean's 11 thing, he's referenced about four or five other movies. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Just be on the lookout. It's okay.
You know, when you have, like, let him walk. Like, you're trying to run him right now. Like, I've got the kids. You get excited with the enthusiasm. This is for Doug, Gator.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You may have put him up to it just for this moment. That's what it feels like. So, congratulations, Doug.
Thank you.
I'd be happier.
It's a breakthrough moment here for me, is movie references that I get.
Would you rather be Rusty or Danny?
Okay, so Danny, I'd probably rather be Danny. You know?
The true mastermind?
Yeah. Oh, Rusty.
Rusty's terrible with money.
And Rusty, I couldn't eat like Rusty. Rusty was always snacking on junk food. And
that's not Doug.
But he was also always throwing it out after, like, taking one bite.
Unless it was healthy snacks, Doug would be snacking all the time.
Yeah, let's go.
Is that an annoying part of Brad Pitt in movies? When he does
they do that on purpose.
That's so annoying.
What's
you
that?
Don't like it? I don't think it's for you, man.
He has a bite and then just spits it out or throws it out. It happens in every movie. Does it?
Yeah, they waste the food. Yeah.
It's annoying that he wastes food. It's stuff that you want.
We will keep you updated on these four thieves and whether or not, I mean, this is like the New Orleans jailbreak, right? I mean, can these guys get away with it? Because there's not.
This is a lot like that. At least that's what you're counting on.
Do we need to make a confession as a gender when you're like in a museum and there's some priceless work of art? Does every guy kind of look around a little bit?
What? You want to steal a big work of art?
How would I get away with this? How would I get away with getting this out of here? Unnoticed?
How many people do I need in my crew?
Where is the closest exit?
Do I need 11?
Where is the safest security breach?
Yeah. How often are they changing the code?
When do I...
Are there lasers?
Is that a fire escape?
Right.
Don't guys think about stuff like that?
Can I jimmy the door open with a piece of gum?
Like every guy thinks, okay, if I'm on the run, where would I go?
I think that's different. I think every guy thinks that.
Yeah, I'm not sure everybody thinks about how I steal the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Doug's dozen over here trying to get the crew together.
Who would be in your crew?
Who would be in my crew?
Yeah.
Birchie. He'd be in my crew.
What role does Birchie play in your crew?
I don't know. I just feel like he'd be a good BS artist. You need somebody to kind of front it and steer people the wrong direction.
Okay. Right.
Who would be stealth? Who's most stealth at our station? It's not Mark Ryan.
Shots fired. Would Evan be in your crew?
Evan might be. Evan is.
I think you need a guy.
I know who would be in my crew. Greg Hargrave would be in my crew.
100%.
Greg Hargrave, producer of the morning show. Smart, quiet, unassuming. You wouldn't notice him. And he's walking out the back door with the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Totally Greg Hargrave.
Where are you going? I just got a thing to do. Oh, okay.
Birchie for the BS. I think he can BS a lot of people.
I think Evan's good for some computer sleuthing, doing some research for you.
He's not bad.
He'll find out if the Mona Lisa has any hot friends.
All over the Facebook page, yeah.
What about Kang? Need a grease man?
Yeah, he could be.
I want no part of this.
Jerry,
I got
Al,
a family now.
Jerry and Al Park, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, a couple things. I thought this was a sequel to the Italian Job called the French Job, but I don't know. Is Charlize Theron around?
Right, exactly. Go find out. Where's Mark Wahlberg?
But I was back at the Louvre before we had kids. My wife wanted to go to Paris, so we went back in like 05. And honestly, for that to happen, that had to have been an inside job somewhere.
Why you say that?
Well, it's very well protected. That's people shooting around and everything, and those jewels are very well protected. So I'm very surprised that this happened.
Well, the jewels should be very well protected.
And it may happen during the day when the museum was open.
Crazy.
Yeah. So inside job, boys. That's what I'm saying.
All right, cool.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
A lot of people have theories.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.